Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we open your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, unto this your word. And may he bring us, Father, knowledge and wisdom and the truth of this word, so that we be not deceived, Father, in the day in which we are walking here on this earth, Heavenly Father, and that we can walk and follow that pathway of righteousness to make heaven our home. Now, Father, we ask for all to be with us throughout the study of this word this morning. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is a chapter that is filled with a lot of knowledge and things that we really need, especially in the day and time in which we are living. Now, because Paul was writing this to the Thessalonian church, because they were really upset and worried about this matter. Now, here in verse 1, which is very short, actually, says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him." That's a greeting, but it is also a reference. And it is a reference to the rapture of the church. You see, he's telling them by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And his next coming back, as far as to do anything with mankind, is the coming for his church, the rapture, as we call it. Now, verse 2, that you may not soon that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now he's telling them not to be worried about that. But they was. They were very worried and very concerned. Because they thought, as the day of the of Christ, they thought it was present at that time. That it had already begun and started. But it hadn't, which we know. Now, and that will not begin until the rapture, until the Lord comes. But anyway, now in verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The falling away brings about the knowledge and all in the appearance of the son of perdition, which is, as we all know, the Antichrist, that man of sin, as it is given in some places. In some places it reads it as a man of lawlessness. And we know, according to Revelation, that this is a beast out of the sea. Revelation 13:1, the little horn, the false Christ, who is coming and aims to rule the world. And he will be found, even to the point of setting in the church as God, proclaiming to be God. Now, verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And we know that this is to happen. But that's just how he sees himself. And actually, too, he's bound to know where he's going because he's been told. But he's still trying to put himself above God. But you see, also, he is dragging all he can drag with him so he doesn't go by himself. And he's taking as many as he can with him and away from Almighty God. Now, 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? Paul is letting them know. He said, I've told you all about these things when I was with you. 7, for the mystery, 6, I'm sorry. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Well, we know that this word withholdeth means resisting. And it can also be translated as letting. And you know, this retainer, the one that will retain this, and to and all until things come about is the Holy Spirit. And you know, he will retain sin throughout the church age. He's the one that forgives your sins, my sins. He will continue doing that until the Lord Jesus comes and takes his church out of the world. And when he takes us out of the way, then the Holy Spirit is not here anymore either. It will let things occur that really is going to take a lot of people out of this world with Satan and his demons. Because there's no one here, there's no child of God here, there's no spirit here to keep things straight. And there'll be 7 years, well, 7 years altogether, the times like we have never dreamed about or dreamed of. In fact, our imagination can't even capture it all that will be going on during that time period. And that's not as far off as what we would like to believe. Mankind right now is already in the process of trying to establish a one world government. And you see, that's what Satan wants. And that's what he really is kind of waiting upon. Because he wants to be over the world. He wants to run and rule over the whole world. Not just one nation, but the world. All right, now. Eight. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You see, that's when the wicked will be taken. He'll be revealed. And Paul is telling us that the day of the Lord simply does not begin until the restraining by the Holy Spirit is removed and the Antichrist is revealed, since none of this had occurred, the day of the Lord has yet to come. And we know this. When you really study the Word of God, and the more the Word of God you know, the more we know that that hasn't happened yet. But the more we also know that it is close. And things are occurring right now that may not be stopped. Because you see, this is all going to happen. 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. See, Paul letting them know that although after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, which is what he was doing, and all of his deceiving and the unrighteousness that he'd brought with him, it was all because, and those that were following him was because they had not the love of God in them. So they was easy to be deceived and to follow him. 9:11. He goes on here and he says, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. They're not walking with God. They're walking in sin and all with the ways of Satan. So now God's going to send them a delusion for them to go ahead and believe that lie. Because they're not his. 12. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see, Paul's telling us all about it. He's explaining it as he goes. He doesn't just tell them something without explaining exactly what's going on. Now, 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He says from the beginning, which implies that from the start, the work of God was intended to bring you and I to salvation. And even all of them. But then judgment, spirit and belief, salvation, that can only occur only as a work of the Holy Spirit and through the means of belief. So once God takes the church out of this world, when Jesus takes this church, there is no way, because the spirit and all is gone. And he's let us know that. It takes that spirit to draw out of darkness and to the light, and that light being Jesus. Now, 14. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's one way of saying that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Whereunto he called you by our gospel, the apostles' gospel. That's what you and I have to walk in today, is the apostles' doctrine, which is this holy Bible. It's not anything that's man-made. It is the truth of this word. That's why we are to study it and study it daily and put some time in the study of it and letting the Holy Spirit speak to us and give us the truth and the depth of the meaning that God has given to us in this word. Because it's his. And the Holy Spirit spoke to these men and had them record this word. This word doesn't belong to mankind, and it's not something Paul made up. No. This didn't come from Paul, from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God through Paul. As the Spirit had him then to record it. That's the way we got it. Now, 15. Therefore, brother, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word are our epistle. In other words, that's referring to really more than customs. He's speaking here about the totality of the apostles' doctrine as it was given to them, which is what I was just telling you about. You see, they wrote what the Spirit told them to record. And that came from Almighty God. That's why it's his word. And it's truth, and it's all truth. And when he says do something, he means to do it. When he says don't do it, he means exactly that. Don't do it. Now, 16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. This is his salutation. 17. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. You see, 16 and 17 is really a short prayer of Paul's. That's what he's doing here. Listen to it. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through Christ, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work. Think about that. Now, the thing about it is, have you been established in it? In the good work? In the good words? We don't have but 18 more verses left in 2 Thessalonians. And then we're going to be finished with it. So in chapter 3 here, verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. And we know that. And the stronger you walk in the Lord, the more of them you will find out there that are against you. And especially as you walk in the truth of God's word. So many today are really not wanting any part of it. That's why our land is getting in the shape that it is in and getting worse day by day. And they are plans in the work now to make it a whole lot worse. Now, 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Keep you from evil. You see, he's there with you and I always to keep us out of trouble, to keep us from evil, and to keep evil away from us. Verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Paul says, I've got confidence in you. And he's got confidence in the Lord touching them and keeping them. And that's what he is getting across to them, to let them know this. God will take care of you. And today, those that will accept him, bring him into their lives and the Holy Spirit, they are there to take care of us and to see that we are not lost by being deceived by that wicked one, Satan himself, which here in the last few years has grown so popular and so strong out here in the world. Now, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Let the Lord direct our hearts, and he will, when we put our trust in him, he will direct our every step if we will wait upon him, his love, in our hearts and for others. Six. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. Withdraw ourselves from all of those that are evil, that are walking with Satan, walking in darkness. Don't associate with them to the extent that you're going out here and going places with them and socializing like that. No. Now, to talk to them about Jesus, that's fine. But we are getting to the point in this day and time to where they're not going to hold still and stay with you long enough for you to get very much conversation with them. They're going to leave you. They're going to mock you, laugh at you, curse you, and they'll leave you. Seven. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Paul letting them know. Use me and use us as an example. You know how we've walked among you. And how we've behaved. Letting them know. Follow us. Because they would lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he goes on here too. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. He let them know we worked. We wasn't chargeable to you. You didn't have to take care of us. Nine. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. And let me tell you something, child of God. If you are a born-again child of God today, that's the way you better be walking. You better be walking with others to where when they see you, they can follow you to learn how to walk as a child of the living God and be led to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what our lives are supposed to be all about. Ten. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. If that one is not sick or diseased, then he is to work. He's not to be burdensome on anyone. 11. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. In other words, they're not working. They're out walking among everybody, getting into everybody else's business. They've become busybodies. is he going. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. They're making their own ways. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. You see, there's a reason for all things. And we are to do all these things in love and in prayer. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. That means you don't accompany him, have company with him, but you pray for him. You love him and you pray for him. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. This is another short prayer of Paul's. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We are at the end now, the 2 Thessalonians. God willing, we'll be getting into 1 Timothy this evening at 6 p.m. As I said, God willing, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the time and the place that we can come together, Heavenly Father, to share with each other your word, to share our love with each other, to help support one another, Heavenly Father, with your word, with your love. And Father, we ask you to walk with us throughout this day, keeping us in health, keep us safe. Use us, Father, to help someone else this day and to help someone out of darkness and into light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Father, to share with others so that there'll be some to be saved, to come into your word, study your word, and grow in knowledge, to grow in love, to grow in faith, so that they too, Father, can make heaven their home, and that they can also be a help to others. Because, Father, your word has told us the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Now, Father, use us in mighty and great ways. Touch those that are sick, Father, with that healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ's stripes. As we're told in thy word, that we are healed by his stripes. Now, Father, that was given to us over 2,000 years ago. Let us lay claim to that, Father. Receive it. Stand on it. And have that healing. Now, Father, we pray for each and every one that's walking in darkness. May they find that light the light of Jesus. Come out of that darkness and join with Jesus. Now, Father, Jerusalem and Israel, we pray for them to have peace. But even more than that, we pray that they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, we pray for it because it has turned its back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, upon the church, and upon your people. And it has brought evil, so much evil, bad evil, Father. Evil that's an abomination unto you, Father, unto your people, proclaiming it not to be bad, but it just being another way of life. Father, your word lets us know better. Your word has told us how wrong it is. Father, help us to replace those that has done this thing with those that will work with us, work for us, and help us to put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, in that being, Father, your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, watch over us through this day. Bring us together again at 6 p.m. this evening, Eastern Time. We ask all of this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you.